something. But almost no normal human, and we don't count you among them, any of you, almost no normal human is joyful in their now. They're looking forward to something later. They're sacrificing now on their way to something that is improved. They are buying things on the trip in order to take them home to enhance some space somewhere else. In other words, rather than living in the now, they are putting off the living of the now for something that will come later, but it never comes. But once you get into this mode of devouring the now, in other words, looking forward, spending time in a shop maybe to purchase something to enhance your life, but really enjoying the people with whom you're interacting. In other words, living in the now, letting now be all that it can be, which is all that you'll ever have, which is 100% of your life experience is happening now, not later now. So when you say, I have this list and it thrills me to have it, we say, you're in a good place. When you say, I have a list and I've been checking things off and I've almost got it done, there's just a little bit not done, we say, you've missed the point of the list.
I'm not sure why. That is me. I am excited. Whether this man ever comes into my life or not, I'm in love with him. And I already feel the joy and the pleasure of it. And I really do feel like I'm living in my now, and that, my claim is that I'm the happiest, most positive person that I've ever met. And I love my life, and I love my now, I love my and if the man doesn't come, and now that you've given me this sexual freedom, that's okay too. I didn't have that before, so. But I just didn't want to be designing something. I just didn't want to be putting more out there.
Well, we appreciated your question, and we don't disagree with anything that you're saying. We can feel that you are knowing who you are and on target much of the time. We just want all of you. This is really a room full of leading-edge, powerful creators. And we want to continue to find ways to help you get in love with the process instead of what the process will net you. In other words,
I think I have that. I am in love with the process. I want for almost nothing now.
Good.
And I love the now. I love the now very much. Maybe this can segue into the fact that I am having so much fun, loving all. I love these people back here. I hug on their bodies. I love them. I love their souls. I love being around them. And that's my biggest thrill of coming on this vessel, is each interaction I have with these people. And so I am in just this state of bliss, skipping around. And I go to Hilo. We get off the boat. I surf, and then I'm driving down the road, and there's a man standing on the bridge, and I say, what are you doing? He says, we're jumping off the bridge. I said, I want to jump off the bridge. So I leap off this 45-foot bridge into a river, and I am in just ecstasy. I hit the water, and, two men are there, one to help me get out on the plank and the one to help me find my way out, and then we're driving down the road to see some waterfalls. And I'm feeling like I'm in, it doesn't get any better than that. And then my neck, which hit the water, the next morning goes, okay, 60-year-old, you're going to jump into a 40-foot deep river? Guess what? And I'm trying to go downstream with it, and I'm in the state of bliss. Surely I can't be kidding myself that I'm in this incredible state of bliss, because if I am, I guess I don't want to find out that I am. But why did my neck go out? I was just this happy camper jumping. I didn't think I had any fear.
Well, it does help to think about things. And
I'm in deep trouble then.
and line up your energy with them. In other words, whenever you have an impulse to do something, it usually means you're in alignment. The impulse wouldn't come that strong unless you were in alignment. But it is helpful to make sure that you're in alignment before you take action. And it doesn't really matter, because you can always work the kinks out later.